This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Good morning. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative, provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan, and we have Jenny Puamanuka and the wonderful Rod here.
Morning, Jenny and Jack and
audience. Okay, we are with the Code Orange, Direct Democracy, Citizens' Participation from Holland. Okay, cry is total. We cry when our rights are denied and the spirit descends, because we want to see ascendancy happen in our culture, people to rise above cooperating with their higher power. King's birthday honours, I've got this trophy here and I'm handing it to Jenny and over here to Rod and even myself, because I've been a suicidologist now for 22 years and an activist. I'm a Blue Knights activist, and we honour Paul Zentfield, Steve Evans, all those, Luke, all those who've been involved in transforming their society, helping families and working for the betterment of mankind. Yeah, so today we're dealing with Prometheus. Was related to the Titans, and that's in Greek mythology. Okay, now we're working with orange and gold for fire, red for sacrifice and suffering, yellow illumination, intellectual participation and enlightenment, gold and fire against a dark background, black endurance and rebellion, bridging, connecting groups together in society, basically working with advocacy. So this is the fire symbol. And when we look at our Rainbow Ribbons program, and incidentally, Jenny, I'm putting this chatbot together. I'm going to have a call centre. It's probably going to cost me $50 a week. No, $50 a month. Yeah, that's for the website and to host our chatbot. So that's very interesting, because I'm working with an AI engineer at the moment, so we can talk about family advocacy online and talk about buddy support and being there for people. So if we are looking at our number 8, the Amber Beryl Barnabas Celestial Man, we're talking about amber wise leaders. This is why I choose the orange movement. Behold and reveal God's glory as the supervisor, the wise leader exemplifies character. Do you see yourself as a wise leader?
Well, obviously, being a father and a husband, that's an important step. And then when you step into that institution of marriage, Jack. And so there's certain things. I had to replace my son's battery in his car because the starter wouldn't start. So being wise to know what a simple $250 will do, Jack.
Yeah, so we've got new creation Levitical Zadokites, the symbol of the angel messenger with the Urim and Thummim, beholds God's glory, hears his voice and functions as God's oracle. Now, we also have woman as angelic apostles, and we've got Miriam from the Old Testament, when they were children of Israel going through the Red Sea, and she was thanking the Lord for his deliverance. So, Jenny, women are included in this too.
Okay.
As that's part cool. of the priesthood before kingship and prophethood.
If you go a generation up, Jack, every woman who had a child had both male and female. So, are they included, Jenny?
Oh, I don't know.
Everyone's included, like, you know, in God's economy, okay, although primarily we're dealing with real fathers and real mothers, we include everyone. And on my chatbot, I also have the chakras, or the 12 strands in the DNA. That gets into biology a little bit, what you talk about.
Well, knock, knock, who's there? Jack's chatbot. Jack's chatbot who?
Hey, thanks for that. So artificial intelligence and planetary auditing, moving away from the plutocratic manipulation of the top-heavy people who control everything. Now, Pope Leo, in his latest papal decree, has said humanity must be recognised of artificial intelligence. You're a public policy thinker, aren't you?
Yeah, well, the schools are putting solar panels and batteries on the roofs, and the schools have an $8,000 a year, so the government has taken heed of this crisis, and the easiest way to do it is put solar panels on schools and save $8,000 a year per school.
Yeah, so your work on solar system jurisprudence argues that law, energy, wealth and democracy are inseparable systems. The big idea, civilization runs on energy. The sun powers rivers, food, weather, electricity, transport, industry and human civilization itself.
Well, I think New Zealand got down to the 9 days of fuel left, Jack.
Yeah.
Yes, there were boats out there in the sea coming towards us that add up to the 60 days, but you imagine what would have happened for law, police, fire brigade, ambulances.
Yes.
So the government's put $500 million aside so that there's fuel in the tank for our core services in the last budget.
So money is therefore not just paper or digits on a screen. Money is a legal claim upon future energy, labour, land, infrastructure and human time. When wealth becomes too concentrated, democracy weakens, housing becomes unaffordable, infrastructure decays and politics bends towards concentrated power. Is that right?
Well, Jenny, have you got any experience with working for families? Because this budget is all about working for families as soon as...
Oh, I thought you meant tax credit.
Okay.
Family tax credit.
Yeah, that's so there are some positives
families,
in the budget.
Yeah.
And it's encouraging those that want to form families and be workers. There's lots of tax credit there, Jack.
Now, Dame Top Twin, we are not defined by politicians, but by people. A backlash to the budget, $2.1 billion for defence, with anti-nuclear stance, Security Forum.
New Zealand needs to be very careful with the death of the twin. That really resonated. I was stopped to listen to her on national radio when she was speaking.
Yep.
And there are moments when artists speak. Bob Marley, Dylan, these people, we have that happening in New Zealand, and it's 6 months out from the election. There's a groundswell, and she could actually be the seed crystal where a whole new revolution in New Zealand stands up.
Yeah, arts and culture has value. Budget new levy for banks, they claim they're paying enough. Post-apocalyptic zombie series. And you were saying, who are the zombies?
Well, let's define them.
Are they the super rich or the people that don't give a damn about the poor? And with major inequalities within our society.
What if we define the zombies as all those elected to parliament that weren't elected as independents, Jack?
Yeah.
So there's 120. What if we define that as the zombie class? And until we get an independent elected, will it be the first counteraction to the zombie class? Because I asked you the question, when a Streety talks to Tim McIndoe as mayor, do the Streety see Tim as a zombie? That's the question.
No, he picked up some rubbish and he helped him out down at the Streety's event place. And so he does understand the plight of the poor.
Well, when I go down to Vinnie's today, Jack, will the clientele see me as a zombie after I put my dollar? You didn't put your dollar in last week, Jack. You're going to put two in this week?
Yes, I'll have to make up for last week. An independent has more power to work with you and your neighbourhood, your community and this electorate, for he is not beholden to the party line nor their globalist puppets. Steve is a highly qualified, while being frank, blunt and honest. But I had to ask the question, are they willing to work together to influence people? They may force conversations, but we need to work together. We need to be people-focused and not just a one-man band.
Jack, we were talking before, you're in Parliament, what ministerial positions would you have? Jack, I think you should be Minister of Racing. Minister of Racing. I think you should take that ministry.
No, I'm more of a socialist. I'm more for family advocacy. I want to work with the family, you know what I mean?
So what ministers do around the cabinet table, Jack, is they run that ministry. Do you understand my point? You get to sign off. You are the... So you need to find...
stops with you.
Exactly. Now, I think you'd be great at racing events.
Now, the Auckland Tauranga Hamilton Main Road Triangle is going to be tolling because they're sort of fixing that roading infrastructure. But what are they doing about the social infrastructure? There's going to be a fuel excises, you know, the cost of fuel or whatever is going to go up, and they're going to be taxing us. And there's going to be a toll charge on the road. So,
well, Jack, while they're driving around that triangle, they're listening to your podcast inside the car. So that's how that social side's being addressed, listening to your podcast in the car.
And smoke-free protects the Maori under the treaty. Now, they want to interfere with the treaty. They were talking about certain aspects that the high class will take away. So this is going to be major inequalities. This is going to be the rich crapping on the poor. So what are Maori going to do?
Jack, 51% of young Maori females smoke cigarettes. What happens if they made a dollar...
Correction, they vape.
Vaping. What happens if they made a packet of cigarettes a dollar for the general roll and kept a packet of cigarettes $50 for those that are on the Māori roll? What would happen, Jack?
Yeah, well, I don't agree with smoking at all. I get on a natural high of the Lord Jesus.
Do you agree with eating fast food? You do, don't you?
How fast is Jack's food? Does it? Have but you eaten rabbit?
It's really about humanity and keeping people alive. It's really about us being enrolled to vote and us participating in the democratic process.
I was in Tokoroa the other day, Jack, and in Leith Place there's two vape shops started up. So why is there this growth of nicotine shops, Jack, if you're into... Because obviously in the old days, workers had 5 minutes every hour for a smoko break. So it's part of food. Nicotine is part of the food in the diet. So you have to ask the questions. They've separated it from smoking, so they're not getting 2,000 chemicals.
I'm against drugs. I'm against smoking. And apparently two Samoan hitmen have been hired to kill gang members in Vietnam. International cartels and criminal organisations are busy out there.
Are they going over there to smoke them, Jack?
No, well, this is why...
Do they do drugs?
We need a glory revival, and people need to know the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, working with my chatbot operator, the guy who's helped me, I've actually found that a lot of people talk to Jesus, you know, and even we talked about it, you know, working with the Mahatmas or... But the people who are sort of like gurus, we talked about that at the Theosophical, and they talked about the I Am, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Which is a Greek word for Jesus. But it's not knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And I shared this at a couples meeting, that going through the priesthood, all right, and the sacraments, and talking to Jesus, it's all right, but it doesn't really cut it, because you need to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when it comes to loving people in society and fulfilling the Ten Commandments,
you need an exemplar.
Yeah, you can't love. I can't cut it. I make mistakes all the time. Mm. I need the Lord Jesus Christ in my heart to empower me to change. This is why we need the priesthood of all believers. And this is why my father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Because the Catholics, through King Philip, there was a 30-year war in 1650. 8 million people died. What happened to those 8 million people? Where did they go? And William of Orange, he got rid of the middleman, and it was all about direct access to the Father. He brought in the Glorious Revolution. He brought in a federal system, constitutional monarchy, and he gave to the Maori the whakaputanga through King William IV. This is a huge problem that we have. We haven't got a true constitution.
Jack, I think if all female voters in this upcoming national election vote for an independent, I think that will solve the issues and problems New Zealand has. Jack?
Yeah, so the powers that be are stopping the ascension. They're using a filter and a matrix which is being created with belief, history and science, and it's stopping people from direct access to the Father, from being empowered from within, from having democratic rights, from knowing who we truly are. We have to get back to ascending, beholding the throne through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to get back to honoring our higher power and Chancellor voting, which is based on conscience.
And if all women voted for independence, that would leave all men to vote only for parties, Jack.
Yeah, but both men and women, everyone needs to be empowered to vote. So are you registered to vote? You're registered, aren't you, Jenny?
Yes, I am.
Jenny, if you were only to vote for an independent, who would you vote for today?
I wouldn't.
Okay. Jack, if you were only to vote for a political party, who would you vote for today?
Probably Labour, because I, being brought up at Pukemira in 1951, there was the Water Siders strike, and National actually sent in the army and the police because they thought we were all communists because we wanted a union. We wanted people's rights. We wanted a constitution. And this is going back in history. Union Bella, my mother's on the cover of the book that was written about Jack Hayford, who came to Pukemira, who was a charismatic. And there was massive infighting going on between the right-wingers and the lefties. We have to remember that our foundation is Labour. Workers' rights is creating business.
So people,
it's
that
people
are
being recognised for who they are, not these highfalutin globalists and people who control everything from the top. I'm with the people. I'm against major inequalities, and I want to see people empowered.
So people that are fresh off the plane, Jack, they've got a choice between the TOPS party and ACT. Now, if you were just in New Zealand for the first time, of those two parties, what is the difference? What are the similarities, Jack?
Well, that's right. I mean, we were talking about the Opportunity Party and who wants to go middle of the road, okay, and vote for a wealth tax as well as affordable housing and education being there for everyone. I'd be more focused on a centrist party. Now, why don't we vote for Winston Peters then? Because he claims to be centrist. He says there's the extremists, there's the loony lefties, and there's the centrists. That's what Winston Peters. And I was part of their party until I told Winston he wouldn't get in because he wasn't democratic enough. You remember the election before the last?
Wait a minute. Is that when you got in the newspaper for jumping in front of his bus?
Yeah.
But, Jack, now that you're over 65 and you get part of the $32 million a year or billion dollars a year for retirement income, because that's... Now, Opportunities Party, if you were fresh off the plane, wouldn't you want to be a meritocracy in New Zealand? Wouldn't you want opportunity over being 65 and older?
Yes, and even 65-year-olds, sometimes I notice where I'm staying, there's two classes there. There's one class who are socialists and they're nice to people and this sort of thing. And then there's the grumpy old men and women who are waiting to die. And I think that is terrible because they should be contributing back into society. I mean, they've done their work during their life, but they should be reasonable people. They should be mentors. And they should be, they were saying that the grandmothers should mentor the mothers in raising children. The grandfathers should mentor the fathers. So elderly people have to contribute to society because they are the role modelers, aren't they? What do you think?
Jack, it's challenging because not only is there $32 billion spent on retirement income, there's also $36 billion spent on health. And 75% of health costs are over 70-year-olds, and most of that in the last 18 months of life, Jack.
Yeah, well, they were saying at Reefton Care Trust, that's been shut down, so they can't provide care. And Health New Zealand said that the funding is wasted on in the health area, you know what I mean? So do they want people healthy, wealthy or wise, or do we want all these sick, dependent people on this ruling elite?
Well, the thing was, there was 7 workers per 1 retired folk, and now it's going to 2 workers to 1 retired folk. so the young people, what if we swapped it around and everyone over 65 didn't get retirement income, but every streetie got 60% of the average wage?
Now, we've been working with the Theosophical Society, and we've got our main meeting. It's going to be happening this Sunday. And it was an interesting fact that I signed Thelon Gung this week, that I'm against the harvesting in body parts over in China. And apparently they have millions of children that are aborted every year. And this woman was preaching yesterday at the Women's Aglow, Women's and Men's Aglow, and she says we need to commit them to the daycare centre in the sky and name every child, because every child is sacred to the Lord. But I want to bring up the fact that Falun Gong members are spirit beings, and apparently their body parts are more like, you know, the liver and everything, is because they're spiritual beings, more sought after in China. So it's terrible. There's millions of people who are killed every year, but particularly spiritual people who are prisoners of conscience. Well, this is terrible. So we are attacking spiritual people who could be good exemplars in society, who believe in direct democracy, who believe in the conscience.
Jack, are you suggesting that people that eat at organic shops are more desirable for their body parts? Those that don't smoke and drink are less desirable? You can see where you're going with that one.
Yeah, why are we attacking spiritual, even the communists? I mean, that's an evil system. You know, they used to have the child, one child process, and communism doesn't believe in God at all, but it's two, four legs good and two legs bad with Animal Farm. You remember that?
Well, the written history of 6,000 years of written history, Jack. So there's a long tradition of knowledge and wisdom based in that. Donald Trump went to visit China, and yeah. Donald Trump realized that China doesn't want to have a disagreement with America, as one is ascending and the other one is staying static.
Yeah, but if Trump is Prometheus, believing in that gold-yellow perspective of technology and believing in mankind, and if Trump is taking them back to a constitution, and he's against the Vatican Bank and the Bank of England and Washington, D.C., and giving the authority back to the people and helping people to ascend into truth, honour, righteousness, and into that constitution, could he be a good guy in some ways?
Well, the thing is, he's stirring up the election process, and a lot more people are standing as independents in America and in New Zealand. And so that has to be, on average, a good thing, Jack.
We seek your face, we seek your face, we seek your face, we hear your voice, behold your glory, thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I'm concerned that we are preaching another gospel. As Christ took our humanity into his divinity and become the life-quickening spirit, that's in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 44-45, every person has first a natural body, then the spirit body. But that word for life-quickening spirit is actually pneumaticus. It's a bit like a pneumatic tire, which means if Christ has all the divine and human attributes, and we're pointing people just to follow Jesus, it doesn't cut it anymore.
So leavened bread and unleavened bread. You know how you have yeast that makes the bread rise, or yep, flat bread? And so pneumaticus very much talks about that rising, where it's CO2 with fermentation and an antibiotic.
So I thought, reaction. This is William of Orange material again. When the Catholics had a war, a 30-year war, and 8 million people were killed. He came in, he got rid of the middleman, and he said, we're all part of the priesthood of all believers. We all have direct access. And he started nationhoods for all the particular countries. So I'm thinking, William of Orange is relevant right now. We don't have a constitution. We don't believe in direct democracy. And if the right-wingers take over in this country, we're in for one hell of a time. Total control will all be crapped on. There'll be no freedom. There'll be no expression anymore. So we have a huge problem as we go into this election. I want to see the lefties, I want to see Labour, I want to see the Maori Party, I want to see them all working together. Not like last time. I belong to five different parties, Conservatives.
Just stick it to the evil national first.
Yeah, and you know what? They had their 5%. I said, you're mad. You could major on the majors tomorrow and you could be in challenging the coalition. Had I been in there, I would have had a party in there. So they blew it, didn't they, those five parties, because they went in five different directions, and that doesn't work.
Jack, if we got to minus one with no fuel in New Zealand, then we would be back fishing for eels in the rivers, fishing at the sea for kaimoana, and so we were very close to having to go back from having fuel and cars, traffic jams, back to living off the land. And if the world goes back, what's 8 or 9 billion people go back to? Is it 2 billion people?
Right. But I want to really focus on the powers that be are stopping the ascension. A filter and a matrix is being created. And Trump is using Abraham Accords, taking us back to the Constitution. According to Prometheus, the Prometheus files, Titan, the champion of fire and mankind, giving forethought to humanity. That's what we actually want to see, is people quickened in their conscience, people registering to vote, becoming responsible citizens in this country. This is what has to happen.
Jack, we've got a week to find water as a human, and there's a river running through the middle of Hamilton. We've got a month to find food, and we're surrounded by dairy farm and sheep animals. So New Zealand, Hamilton is a very safe place to be. So there you go, Jack. I think we should carry on talking.
And I'm hoping my chatbot is going to reach out to the world, because I'm going to be able to record all the visitors, and I'm going to be at my Rainbow Ribbons program, which is 12 sparks on the glorified body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Knock, knock, Jenny.
Who's there?
Jack's chatbot.
Yeah. can your chatbot, like, help me finish assignments and stuff?
Yes, Jack, it can. Because I'll provide a mentor for you, a supervisor, who actually will help you. Not only your higher conscience will help you, you know.
Newsflash, I'd hate to break it to you, but we already have ChatGPT, Meta AI.
No, but so Jack, it ring. If I rang your chat box, ring, 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 I need help.
Yep.
It should ask a question, what sort of help do you need?
That's right. It'll be there for you. It'll provide a buddy supporter and identify the person who can most help
so,
you
Jenny,
in your life.
Jack will be the chatbot now. So let's ask him a question and see if we get the same answers out of him and the chatbot.
How do you make sweet and sour pork?
Ah, wow.
Next,
I'm not too good at cooking, but I am good with providing you contact with your higher self and providing you with angel care, always nurturing, giving, enjoying life.
Literally asked Google AI last night how to make sweet and sour pork.
Yep. Jack, just hypothetically, if I was suffering grief, family members in a car accident, for example, God forbid, what would you suggest? In your chat,
a grief facilitator to help you work for your issues and loss of life.
Is that in person? Do I go to a doctor, or is there a phone number? Would I ring Healthline? 0800 Healthline.
You contract with a safety plan. With a safety plan.
Yeah.
A doctor, a minister, or someone to be there for you.
Thank you, Jack.
So I like what Dame Top Twin has said. We are not defined by politicians, but by people. And also arts and culture has value in our society. And I'm saying One Nation, Pauline Hanson, is she too right-wing for the Labour people? You know, with shutting down immigration, being there for people, the ordinary, every person.
Common sense.
I didn't know Pauline, because she contacted me when I stood for the Republican
Party. Did she really ring you up? Ring, ring, ring?
Yes, yes.
And she got the chat box.
No, she got me, personally.
Yes. Jack, the reason I said common sense is that first thing she did is said, look, Australia's running out of fuel with the straits being closed.
Yeah.
And it's common sense.
Okay, let's all be there for one another. This is From the Fringes. Thank you very much, Jenny, and thank you very much, Rod.
Thank you, Jack.
And get registered to vote, become an ambassador, functionary, member, as a buddy supporter. Bye-bye for another week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.